Lawyers for a worker who was detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement after surviving the Hard Rock Hotel collapse are asking the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to stop his deportation. WWNO's Jess Clark has more.
After the Hard Rock Hotel collapsed, Joel Ramirez Palma talked to the media about unsafe conditions at the site. Then, several days later, Ramirez Palma was fishing in Bayou Sauvage when he was arrested by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services and then turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. His attorney, Mary Yannick, says Ramirez Palma has important information for the federal investigation into what took place at the Hard Rock Hotel site. She's asking the federal government's Occupational Safety and Health Administration to stop his deportation.
I hope that they intervene in this case, given the stakes not only for Joel, but also for all workers and for the integrity of this investigation.
Yannick believes his arrest may have been retaliation for speaking out about unsafe conditions and worries that other workers are scared to come forward. A spokesman for ICE says a judge ordered Ramirez Palma's deportation several days before the hotel collapsed and that his arrest has nothing to do with speaking out. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
The Sanger Theater, the crown jewel of New Orleans' downtown theater district, is reopening its doors following a temporary closure due to the Hard Rock Hotel collapse. The theater will welcome back patrons on Wednesday, December 11th, with Chris Angel. The Sanger Theater is owned by the New Orleans Building Corporation, a nonprofit public benefit corporation of the city of New Orleans. Originally built in 1927, the theater hosts a wide variety of performing arts attractions, including live theater, comedy shows, and musical acts. It suffered some damage when two cranes collapsed October 12th at the Hard Rock Hotel construction site across Rampart Street. Several performances and productions were canceled or relocated at the Mahalia Jackson Theater in Armstrong Park. Louisiana State Museum System is asking for feedback as it works to update its governance, operations, and attendance at its properties. The museum system wants people to fill out a 5 to 10 minute survey about their interest in the facilities and their experiences at them. The survey will be available until November 30th. The Louisiana State System includes the Cabildo and the Presbyterian in New Orleans and the New Orleans Jazz Museum, the Capitol Park Museum in Baton Rouge. Survey participants can enter to win a membership through the Friends of the Cabildo that gives free admission for two people and any children to all public state museum properties. 8 Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicle offices reopened today after the recent attempted ransomware attack of state government computer systems. The list of OMV offices returning to serving the public includes locations in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Lafayette, Monroe, Alexandria, Lake Charles, and Thibodaux. LSP notes that fingerprinting, background checks, and that concealed handgun permits offices will not be open to the public at this time. Airport officials are recommending Thanksgiving travelers give extra time when they go to the New Orleans airport. The new Louis Armstrong International Airport is getting ready for the busiest travel days of the year. The airport is expecting 360,000 travelers from Sunday through Monday, December 2nd. Officials have been telling people to arrive 2 hours early as everyone adjusts to the new terminal, but they're adding an extra half an hour onto that during the holiday season. The holiday season is a big test for the new airport, but officials say they are ready. The new terminal opened November 6th. At times, the airport has struggled with crowds and security lines. Kathy Long, a Louisiana Democrat who won her husband's U.S. House seat after his death in 1985, has died in Chevy Chase, Maryland. She was 95. Her family says dementia was the cause. Long beat 3 competitors with 56% of the vote. She didn't run for re-election to the seat Gillis Long had held for a total of 16 years. Mary Catherine Small was born in Dayton, Ohio. She joined the Navy at age 20 during World War II, serving at a Navy hospital in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Longs met at Louisiana State University, where both enrolled after the war. They married in 1947. Their daughter, Janice Long, says her mother probably worked on Gillis Long's campaign for LSU student body president, as well as all of his later campaigns.